You're listening to the Hustle Podcast with Justin Harrison.
My name is Monray. I'm trying a side hustle, but I really suck at marketing. And in this business, I have to do marketing and I struggle with my marketing. How do I go about that?
If you have a question related to a side hustle, a main hustle, your career, or even money, you can now voice note me directly on 061-792-9495 via WhatsApp, of course, using the keyword hustle. Alternatively, if you are a little bit shy and you would prefer to send your message in via text, you can email me moneytribe21, that's moneytribe21 at gmail.com. So Monray, the first thing to understand is that nobody really sucks at marketing. It's just that it's something that you don't yet fully understand. And also it's something you have to develop confidence around. And marketing is all about confidence. Once you develop the confidence to tell people about your product or service, you basically will never shut up. Great marketers understand two things. Number one, it is about standing in front of the right audience. And number two, it is about getting the message out. Absolutely no business on earth can survive without good marketing. Every successful venture, every successful side hustle, every successful idea ultimately comes down to how successfully that concept has been marketed. You should be spending 80% of your time on marketing and 20% of your time on everything else. The problem is that most entrepreneurs treat marketing as if it's an afterthought, and it is something they do only when they have no customers. You should be thinking way in advance, and you should constantly be marketing so that you constantly have a new stream of customers coming towards your business or your product or service. At the root of it, every business is essentially a marketing business. The entire foundation of everything that is built off the premise of bringing in new customers. And so ultimately, every business, no matter what it is that they sell, produce, or do, comes back down to one primary function. How well and how successfully do they position those products and services through marketing? And how successfully are they able to deliver new customers into the pipeline? And all of that starts with marketing. Marketing, marketing, marketing. If nobody knows about you, you may as well not even exist. When you wake up, you should be marketing. When you go to sleep, you should be thinking about how you're going to be marketing. When you're on the road going to the next customer, you should be thinking about how do you get the next customer through marketing. Marketing, marketing, marketing. I cannot emphasize it enough. All of your dreams, all of your aspirations, everything that you want to achieve is directly linked to your ability to market yourself, your concept, your product, your service. You've got to become good at marketing. There is just no way around it. Marketing is a lot less about being a genius and a lot more about actually just getting off your backside and doing it. So let's talk actionable tips. Tip number one is to make sure you're always speaking to the right audience. There is no point in doing what we call shotgun marketing, which is assuming that everybody is a potential customer. Hone down who your exact kind of customer is, find out where they hang out, find out what they read, find out what they do, and then figure out how you can stand in front of them. It is way better to speak to 5 qualified people who are likely to be interested in the thing that you have to offer than speaking to 1,000 people who have absolutely no interest in what it is that you have to offer. Tip number 2 is to constantly be looking to expand your audiences. This means that once you have decided and figured out who your ideal customer is, you need to figure out where they're spending their time and develop new audiences, new places where you can constantly go and position your marketing to grab their attention. You have to constantly be looking for new marketing channels. As an example, if you provide high pressure cleaning services, your ideal customer has got to be a homeowner. So the question is, what do homeowners read? Where do homeowners hang out? And more importantly, how do you get in front of homeowners to position your service? When I ask most people who their ideal customer is, most often the answer is either anybody with money or they don't know. And this leads me to the second biggest tip, which is to truly understand your potential customers, to know exactly who your ideal customer is. Because if you don't know who your ideal customer is, there is absolutely no way you can funnel them into your business. As I like to tell my marketing teams, it's like fishing. You got to fish where the fish are, not where the fish ain't. Tip number 3 is really about doing something completely different to your competitors, which is to get into the advice business. Most companies are failing to see the greatest marketing opportunity of the 21st century. Consumers are hungry for information, and the best kind of customer is an educated customer. So take the time to create free educational products around your products and service and watch your business flourish. You can give away courses, booklets, videos, audio, pretty much anything that provides value to your potential customers, educates them about what it is that you're providing, and at the same time, builds trust. This is the key to marketing. And if you get these things right and you get this in the hands of as many people that are your ideal customer, you are going to have a business that absolutely takes off like a rocket ship. Tip number 4 is to forget about perfection. Abandon the idea of a perfect campaign, perfect marketing. Just get out there and start doing. Make mistakes, fail, and learn quickly. 90% of marketing is about making mistakes and learning from those mistakes, experiencing the feedback from potential customers and adjusting accordingly. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Tip number 5 is to include the 3 key ingredients, the secret sauce, into your marketing for every single bit of marketing you do. The first thing is a great hook that draws people in. The second thing is to deliver exceptional content. And the third thing is to deliver a call to action at the end of it. Remember, if you don't ask people to do something after they've interacted with your marketing, it is very unlikely they'll make the decision on their own. So direct people. Tell them what you want them to do. Should they inquire? Should they get a quote? Should they email you? Should they phone you? Never forget to ask for the call to action at the end of your marketing. And speaking of a good call to action, if you're finding value from this podcast and you're enjoying the tips and content that I'm delivering, please leave me a rating on your favorite podcasting platform. And of course, make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button, depending on the platform that you're using, to make sure you get notified whenever I publish a new episode of this podcast. You see what I did there? I included a strong call to action in my messaging. But seriously though, please go and leave me a rating and make sure you subscribe and follow me. Monray, I'm going to leave you with one final bonus tip. Like I've already mentioned, marketing is all about confidence. When you have a good product or a good service, you feel good about presenting that to people. All you have to do is develop that inner confidence. And once you have that inner confidence, make sure you're standing in front of the right people and just stack and grow on top of that confidence. You will find in no time at all, you will come to love marketing, because marketing equals more customers and more customers equals money. And I love me some money.
This episode was brought to you by MoneyTribe21.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform.